This is Akashvani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hold bilateral talks with the President of Sri Lanka, Anuradha Kumarasamy, in New Delhi today. The visiting dignitary, who arrived in New Delhi yesterday on a three-day visit to India, was accorded a ceremonial reception at the forecourts of Rashtrapati Bhavan this morning. President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi welcomed Mr. Desanayake. In the evening, the Sri Lankan President is scheduled to meet President Draupadi Murmu and Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar. Mr. Desanayake will also participate in a business event in Delhi to promote investment and commercial linkages between India and Sri Lanka. He will also visit Bodh Gaya in Bihar. The Rajya Sabha today began a special discussion on the glorious journey of 75 years of the Constitution of India, suspending the question hour and the zero hour. Initiating the discussion, Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman paid tribute to the members of the Constituent Assembly with special recognition to its 15 women members. She said it is time to reaffirm the commitment to build India that will uphold the spirit enshrined in the sacred document. Ms. Sitharaman said that India's experience has shown that the country's constitution remains robust. Let's go over live to Rajya Sabha.
This is Mirza Hamidullah Beg as the Chief Justice. So it is really sad that the test that I'm putting each one of these amendments, whether they was in line with the constitutional spirit, whether it was the process was followed, whether the large economic good was considered or social good was considered as an objective, none of them meet that. The OBC Commission is something which I want to mention. How our intent, Prime Minister Modi was clear, the OBC Commission will have to be set up and constitutional amendments have to empower communities and not put them at a disadvantage. But therefore, the 102nd Constitutional Amendment Act was brought in 2018 and inserted Article 338B.
Earlier, newly elected members Mastan Rao Yadav Bira and Sana Satish Babu of TDP and Reaga Krishnaya, Rekha Sharma and Sujit Kumar of BJP took oath along with TMC MP Rita Brata Banerjee. Union Minister Prahlad Joshi has hit out at Congress for questioning the EVMs. He was talking to media outside the parliament this morning, referring to Jammu and Kashmir Chief Minister Umar Abdullah's criticism of Congress for its inconsistent stance on EVMs. Mr. Joshi said even some opposition parties are raising fingers on the main opposition party. He said that the Congress party should realize its mistakes. Earlier, Mr. Abdullah had said that once one gets 100 Lok Sabha seats using the same EVMs and celebrates that as a victory, one cannot then turn around and blame EVMs when the results are not as per expectations. The BJP today took a dig at Congress following a media report that former party president Sonia Gandhi had taken away donated papers of first Prime Minister of India Jawaharlal Nehru from the Prime Minister's museum and library in 2008. A member of the Museum and Library Society and historian Rizwan Kadri has written to senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi recently seeking the return of the papers. Talking to media outside the parliament, BJP spokesperson Sambit Patra said it has come to fore that 51 cartons of letters that were written by Nehruji to Edwina Mountbatten, Jayaprakash Narayan and several others were taken away by Sonia Gandhi when she was the UPA chairperson. The nation is remembering its martyrs on the occasion of Vijay Diwas, commemorating India's victory over Pakistan in 1971 war. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said the nation honours the courage and sacrifices of the brave soldiers who contributed to India's historic victory in 1971. In the third cricket test of Border Gavaskar Trophy at the Gabba in Brisbane, India were 48 for 4 in their first innings against Australia when rain stopped the third day's play this morning. And that is the end of this news bulletin.